You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, I'm Alan Cardoza, and you're listening to Answers for the Family. This show was born out of a desire to help guide parents and adolescent services industry professionals alike to professional resources as they face critical moments with their children and or their clients. Today, first I want to welcome my co-host, Tom Costanzo.
Good to see you, Alan.
Tom, good to have you. Let me turn you up just a little bit here.
All right, how's that?
That's good. Tom is the co-founder of Adolescent Special Needs and Placement. But the real stars today, are Blaise Cardoza, Sefton Clevenger, and the Jensen family. And we're going to have a couple of the Jensen kids on, but also we're going to have Wendy, who's going to tell us a little bit about the gold standard of positive parenting. And Wendy, are you with us?
I'm here.
There we go. All right. So again, first of all, tell us everybody that's going to be on the line on your end.
Okay, we have me. My name's Wendy Jensen. My husband is here, Rick Jensen. I've got my oldest daughter. She's our oldest child. She's Janica. She's 13. And my son, Jace, who is 11.
All right.
And then the rest are out. Somewhere else.
they're all out somewhere else. Yes, I know about that because my son Chase couldn't be with us because he has a class. He's 15 and he's taking a SAT preparatory class already. It's amazing how quickly we're getting there.
Yeah. Well, I wish him luck.
Yes, me too. So to start off with, briefly describe the gold standard of positive parenting for our listeners before the kids take over.
Okay. This program is a program we started a few years ago because we were really tired of our children whining and complaining and not being willing to work. So we put together this program of tickets where the kids can earn tickets for jobs they do, and they can earn privileges such as playing video games or watching movies, playing with friends, and they can also lose tickets by not being obedient or not doing their jobs or showing disrespect and things like that. And they can also earn, if they earn like 20 tickets, then they can get a gold ticket and they get a special date with mom or dad. And so it's been a program that's worked really well for our family, and it's a way to discipline your kids quickly without having to yell or have other punishments that might not be so fun. And so it's a program that's been really successful for our family and for a lot of other families out there.
All right. Well, great. Now, who here wants to open up the questioning for the Jensen kids? So in other words, what questions do you have, Blaise and Sefton? Okay, Sefton, go ahead.
How do you feel when you get a gold ticket?
I like it because we can go to like pizza arcade places with our parents and do really fun stuff. So it's fun getting a gold ticket. We can go out to movies.
All right.
All sorts of fun.
Okay, Blaise?
Do you like the gold standard?
Yeah, in other words, what Blaise is saying is, do you like the system?
I do like the system. Sometimes it's kind of hard because you go in debt a lot if you get in big trouble. But it's also really fun because there's a lot of good privileges that go with it.
All right. Well, and I've got a question that was actually a listener question. So somebody emailed this one in that said, please ask the Jensen kids, how long did it take for you to get on board with the system? So does that make sense to you?
It wasn't very long, because we all thought it was a fun idea, so we all just got on board really quickly.
That's great. Glad to hear it.
I got one question. What do other kids think of this?
My friends think, like, they play too much video games a day because they don't do this system. And sometimes they do, like, 24 hours a day and they play too much video games. But we have to have tickets to do it. So if other kids did this, I think it would be good for them.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it here.
What do you think was the biggest hurdle in getting the system up and running? Was there anything in particular that you found difficult initially about the system?
Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah. Was there anything in particular initially that you found difficult about the system? When it first got put into place, was there something that you didn't like about it? Was there something that you kind of fought or maybe tried to negotiate with your parents to get them to change it? Anything in particular you didn't like?
Well, some of the things we didn't like were, like, you had to pay to go swimming or to hang out with friends, and we thought that should be free.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
Okay, and how did your parents respond to that? Was it something that was able to be negotiated to where a certain amount of swimming was free?
Well, we would pay two tickets to swim, but you'd get to swim all day long as you wanted to.
Okay. Now, what are some of the ways to earn tickets?
Doing jobs around the house, washing windows, cleaning rooms, things like that.
Okay, so give us some examples then of some of the privileges or prizes you get. So, you know, what equates to what? So if you, for instance, you know, what is making your bed equate to? Does that equate to a ticket each day, or do you have to do that every week to get a ticket?
Just for making the bed, I don't think that's enough for a fair ticket, so... Because our parents are a little bit stricter than that. Maybe a whole room, a ticket, every day if we keep our room clean.
Okay. Well, good. See, that helps us to sort of understand. Blaze, go ahead.
Do you guys still have lots of fun?
Yeah, we have lots of fun doing it. Because, we can do a lot of things. We can, if we have 10 tickets, we can get a prize from, like, a store, get a bunch of prizes and toys we get to play with, new stuff. With little kids, stuffed animals, or play video games, stuff like that.
Okay. Now, give us an example in regards to playing video games. I know I've got two kids sitting here that like to do that. So, if you've cleaned your room like you're supposed to, you know, for that whole week, how much video time does that earn you?
Each day we get about 15 minutes to a half an hour of video game time, but you have to pay a ticket for every 15 minutes that you play.
So okay. is there any limit on how much time you can play, or is it just dependent upon how many tickets you have? Is there an overall limit where the parents would say, okay, you have 1,000 tickets, so you can play, you know, 1,000 times 15 minutes, or would they have some set limit where they'd say, okay, that's just too much?
Yeah, we have a limit to 1 hour a day. We call it screen time. And, like, TV. For TV, it's different. We have about 2 hours, I'd say, in the summer. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. And, Blaze, you have a question? Oh. we have a little code in here if somebody has a question, and Blaze was resting his hand on his shoulder, which was the code. Okay. Sefton does.
What do you think of this program?
I think it's a good program because it teaches me how to work, so when I grow up, I can have a really good job.
Okay.
And I just finished this job in someone's yard because they thought I was a responsible kid.
Nice.
Because of this.
Now, okay, so if you're doing work for, this is for a neighbor, I guess. So on that, you're rather than getting tickets, you're getting cash. Is that right?
Yeah, for that I got money, and they gave me lots of cookies and stuff, candy bars. I like that part.
All right. So now, Blaze, go ahead.
Would you want other kids to do this system?
Yeah, it's probably good for other kids to do because, like Jace said, this teaches people how to work so that when they grow up, they can get a chance to get a good job.
Okay.
And because people won't just give you stuff for free, you got to work for it.
Yeah.
That's great, and we certainly believe in that. That you need to learn these skills now, so that when you get older, you are going to be in a position to be able to get the jobs. And I love what Jace just said in regards to the fact that the neighbors are now choosing him to do these other things because they already think of him as being a responsible, you know, young man. And I think that's really a great start.
Is Wendy still on the line?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, I'm here. Wendy, I had some questions for you. In Chapter 13 in particular, where it talks about some of the no-nos, which made a tremendous amount of sense to me, any particular problems you had in putting together the plan with your husband? Did you agree immediately on how this should be put together? Did it take a lot of discussion? It would seem to me that it would have to be adapted to every family. Obviously, you can't just cookie cutter this thing and say, okay, well, let's just read the book and we'll just do it exactly this way. Did you have a lot of discussion up front between the two of you on how the plan would work for your family specifically?
Right, we did. And that's what I mentioned in the book, is that you do need to adapt it to your own family needs, mm-hmm. because every child is different. Some, like our son really likes video games, but our daughter is really interested in video games, and so we have to adjust the tickets accordingly to that. And then also as far as the leniency, like my husband might say, oh, you're being too quick to give tickets, because I might start passing them out, and he says, if you give too many, then they kind of, you know, lose their value. So it's a continual discussion as far as not giving too many out too quickly or too easily, but also giving the right amount and being fair with it. We have some friends of ours, and they've recently started this with their family being kind of having some struggles and stuff, and so they've started this with their family, and we've had some other friends and family members who have done that as well, and they've just kind of looked at their children and their needs and discussed that with their family. That's why it's important to have, you know, these family meetings each week to kind of figure out where are we at, what do we need to change, what do we need to kind of adjust to keep things going smoothly.
That leads into my next question is, you know, where would you see the opportunities to perhaps sabotage yourself within the plan? Or has that come up? Has it been an issue between you and your husband? Do you see that being an issue among couples in general? What would be the biggest potential pitfalls in the plan, other than somebody being more likely to give away tickets, somebody being maybe a little bit tighter on what constitutes a ticket opportunity? What other potential downfalls do you see, or potential areas for sabotage?
Do you care if I answer that?
Go right ahead.
This is Rick. And I think one of the things that you're asking here is, you know, how does it work in the family as a whole?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to work together. You and your spouse have got to be on the same page when it comes to tickets. And when we came up with this plan, we sat down together with the kids in a family meeting and talked about what things were worth. For example, how much do you think it would be worth to clean your room? How many tickets would that be worth?
Mm-hmm.
How many tickets would it be worth to clean your closet? And we started to make a list of how much it would be worth. Now, the interesting thing is with the kids, at least with little kids, they don't understand a monetary value. I know some parents give out allowances and things like that. For kids, sometimes they don't understand how much things are worth. on a monetary scale. But I can guarantee you my kids know how much tickets are worth, because when they start to gain them and when they start to lose them, it means something to them. So in a way, they're learning right up front on a monetary system, if you will. Now, for the question that you asked about, you know, if there's any sabotaging that might take place with my wife and I, we work things out together, and you heard the kids say, well, you know, sometimes my mom's a little bit easier, my dad might be a little bit more strict. If I'm too strict, my wife will tell me I'm too strict. If she's giving out tickets too quickly, I'll tell her I think she's giving out tickets too quickly. But we've got to be on the same page when it comes to tickets, because if you've got parents who aren't on the same page, who don't agree, it's going to be difficult because your kids aren't going to understand.
All right. I think Sefton has a question now. Is this for the kids? Okay.
How much do you have? How many tickets do you have to get to watch TV or something?
Depending on how long the show is, if it's like just a half an hour show that's on TV, then it's only like one ticket. But if it's a long show, like it's one of those DVD full-length movies, then it costs two tickets.
Sometimes for like family nights, we'll have movie parties where our dad will get a whole bunch of treats, and we can pay about three tickets to get into the movie, and then we pay extra tickets to buy special treats.
Okay. Now, I've got a question for both of you. Now, I'm a parent. Let's say that I'm the parent of one of your friends. What would you say to me as to why I should start this with my family? And then the follow-up question is going to be, I'm going to ask you, what would you say to, in this case, to Blaze about why you think it would be good for him? So first, what, you know, now you're talking to the parent. And what would you tell the parent as to why it would be good?
Well, you'd ask if the child is having, like, problems where they're whining a lot or they won't do their work when asked. And then you can explain about our system where if they don't do their work, you take a ticket. But if they do it willingly without complaining, then they earn some.
Okay, very good. Now, what would you say to Blaze at soon to be 13, if he was to ask you, if he was to say, "Hey, my dad's thinking about doing this, or my parents are thinking about doing this. You know, why should I give this a chance?"
Will you repeat that, please?
I said, if Blaze is asking you. And if he or a friend of yours comes to you that's about 13 years old and says, "My parents are thinking about doing this program, tell me why I should want to give it a try."
Because if you give it a try, you can kind of learn to work. And if you think it's like helping you work and you think you're going to be happy when you grow up because you learned how to do this, well,
there's a lot of privileges, like how we explained about gold tickets and how you can earn prizes and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But, I mean, what about some of the... Okay, Blaze, go ahead.
What is your favorite prize?
There's prizes at the store that's called Dollar Tree. And we like getting prizes there because there's a lot of fun stuff there, like little fake swords and stuff, lots of candy there.
Okay, so
stuff like that.
So what you're saying is that the tickets have somewhat of a monetary value, to where if there's something that you want, if they have it at that particular store, I don't know if we have that store, but we have like the 99-cent store. But so, for instance, a ticket equates to one of those items. But if you wanted something bigger, so let's say that we're now in Target, and you want that brand new game for Xbox, Blaze? Give me the name of one of the new games that you want.
ODST, Halo.
Okay. Okay, a little louder.
Halo ODST.
Okay, so, and how much is that?
It would be between, $40 and $50.
Okay, so let's say that there's a $40 or $50 game now. What does it take to earn something like that?
That would be a lot of tickets. if we wanted something that was more expensive, then we could go to our parents and we could, like, make deals with them where we'll pay for either half of it with money or with tickets. But it would take a lot. Okay. And we do a lot of extra work around the house to earn more tickets.
That's great. And do you also, do you pool together? So let's say that it's a game that two or three of you really want to have. Would you pool tickets together and then approach the parents?
We've done it before. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Okay. One time we just all wanted a game, and then our parents let us all pitch in money. I mean, not money. We pitched in money and tickets because it was kind of expensive to buy it.
Okay.
Tom? This is Tom. Rick and Wendy, I have a question specifically for you. Obviously, this plan is fluid, I assume, based on the child's age and, you know, their needs and desires as they get older. Do you also have a specific time frame under which you reevaluate the plan to see how it's working, to see if it needs to be tweaked? Is that done on a regular basis, or is that done kind of as situations arise?
It's both. We do kind of tweak it as we go along. Like I said, we usually meet together. We have like a family night every week where we meet together, and we have a few minutes there where we pull up tickets, and we can talk about that in a minute, and then kind of tweak it there. And then also as the kids are at different ages, mm-hmm. like Janica's getting a little older, and so we're kind of reevaluating things for her right now and kind of deciding, you know, what to do there. And for our little kids who are just starting out with the TIC program, it's just like we have a three-year-old, and he might earn only like five tickets just doing simple things like helping his little sister or whatever, just little simple jobs, picking up toys, and he might only earn five tickets and be able to get a little prize, and it might just be something simple like a piece of candy or something. So it's different for the little kids rather than the older kids who are looking for bigger dates, going out to the pizza arcade place that my son likes to do or something like that. So it depends on their ages and their various needs.
As a follow-up to that, you talked about...
If I could add something here, one of the things I wanted to add
sure.
was even the little kids want to be involved in the ticket system. I hope it doesn't sound like that Wendy and I are slave drivers and we just want our kids to work. What we want to do is teach our kids to work and see the value of work and the importance of work. Mm-hmm. And even the little kids, even the little three-year-olds want to be involved in this, and they want to pay a ticket so they can go to the movie, and they want to pay a ticket so that they can watch a little bit of TV or you know, et cetera, on any of those things. They want to be involved. They see a unifying work ethic in it, too. It's mm-hmm. important.
And you mentioned the family meeting where a lot of this renegotiating and reevaluation is done. Do you also have times where you and Wendy, just independent of the children, say, okay, so-and-so is at an age where we need to really strongly reevaluate how effective this is for her at this point in her life? Maybe we need to come up with a different system or radically tweak the system that's in place. I assume that you have times where the two of you meet, you know, not behind the kids' backs, but without the kids present, or is that not the case?
No, that's totally the case. Wendy and I try to go out on a date once a week.
Good for you.
And when we do, sometimes that time is spent just on developing our relationship, and sometimes it's spent on helping solve problems within our family. Mm-hmm. And sometimes this ticket system comes up and we start to analyze where each child's at and what we can do to help each child progress in their various areas. And so, again, it's really important in order for something like this to work, you've got to make sure that whoever the responsible parties are at home, that they work together, whether it be a single mom, a single dad, or a mom and a dad who are married. They've got to work together. The problem is like if you have like a divorced mom and a divorced dad who are living in separate places, and one of them wants to go ahead and work with the ticket system and the other one doesn't, the kids are seeing a split in their decisions, and it's really easy for kids to get away with anything they want in those kind of situations.
Well, Rick, you've
got to be careful of that. You got to work together.
Yeah, Rick, your mind reading skills are working incredibly, because that's exactly the question that I was about to ask. Do you know of anyone that has adopted this program and the struggles they might have had in regards to, you know, of a divorce where one's doing it and one isn't, and or even if they're both doing it? I mean, how are you going to set up the meetings, you know, as far as that?
I actually had an interview with a woman who asked me, she said, I'm doing the ticket system and I'm having a hard time with my ex-husband, to have him do that when they go to visit, when the kids go to visit on the weekends. How can I work with this? And I just said to her, you know, you need to talk to your ex-husband and help him understand the benefits and how it's going to help your children in the long run. If he refuses to work with you, you're going to have a difficult time with that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, you know, when it comes right down to it, you chose to have children with this man or this woman, and hopefully there's going to be some type of communication that can happen if a divorce happens.
All right, and
there's got to be something there. There's got to be something, and hopefully this person, the husband or wife who's not living with the children, hopefully they'll have a desire to help their children. And if that's the case, then they'll work with the other spouse, whether they're married or not married, in helping to develop their children to the best possible way they can.
Absolutely, and before we take a quick break, Tom's got one more question.
Just for some food for thought while we're taking the break, do you ever run into the problem with the kids being overly focused on the tickets and less focused on the behavior itself, which obviously, you know, that's your key, is to get the, you know, them to model the behaviors that you are showing and to model behaviors that are acceptable. Do you ever run into the problem where the kids are so focused on the tickets that they forget about the ultimate objective? And that's just something to think about while we take our break.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, let's take a break, and not only can you answer that, but maybe the kids can answer that as well. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Founded over 25 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, West Shield specializes in resolving adolescent issues that negatively impact the family. From preteen to young adult, we are experienced and qualified to help. We offer solutions which include referrals to a network of top professionals internationally that we work very closely with in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, and psychiatry. Our in-home crisis intervention care program helps to stabilize families and bring effective resolution. We are supported by our licensed investigation company that enables us to offer legal and expert services for locating runaway teens and more. Our therapeutic transportation services help to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely provided transportation to specialized schools and programs with unmatched experience and success. Simply put, West Shield Adolescent Services is the best solution when your family is facing personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585 and let us help you.
All right, we're back.
We're here.
All right. So, as a follow up now for Tom's question, do you guys want to answer that, or do the kids have an answer for that?
Well, I think they're still thinking, but I mean, I think it is an issue sometimes because our son might be so excited to go to his friend's house that he's rushing through his jobs, and it might not be acceptable work in our eyes, and so we'll have to go and check the work and say, well, this doesn't look like it was done right. You'll have to do it again. And so sometimes that's an issue as far as I want to go to my friend's house and play, and I know I need to get through this work first, and so it's not done right, but he knows that he'll have to redo it if it's not. As far as building, as far as other things like values, like honesty and things like that, I think they develop that without the the tickets. What do you think?
Well, I think, I hope you can hear me okay. I think they do develop that. Jason and I were having an interesting conversation last night as we were preparing for these questions. I asked him a question about what would you do if your friend said, well, you know, you can go ahead and play computer time over at my house. You don't need to tell your mom and dad if you're using screen time. And Jay, tell them what your reply was.
My reply was that they're like, well, your mom and dad won't know. But my reply was, but I know, and that's dishonest.
Wow.
You know, and you could
great
say,
answer.
Well, was it the ticket system that taught him that? I think a lot of things taught him that. But I also think the ticket system is a tool that can help to teach that. If I see or catch one of my children in a lie, I'm disappointed in them. Are they going to lose tickets? Yeah, they're going to lose tickets because I'm disappointed in them. But I hope the biggest thing isn't that I'm losing a ticket. I hope the biggest thing that they feel out of that is Dad's disappointed in me and I can do better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That would be the objective.
All right. Tom, go ahead. I'm going to write down something real quick.
I have a question for the kids. When this was first put into effect, did you feel any resentment, or did you feel that it was unfair, or did it make sense to you? What were your biggest... This is kind of addressed to, you know, Jonica, Jace, whoever wants to take the question. How did you feel about it when it first came into existence? Did it make sense, or did it require a lot of explaining?
Well, for, like, my dad will teach us piano lessons, and if we don't have our songs ready by our deadline, then he'll take a lot of tickets, and then if we don't earn them all back the next day, he'll double the debt, and that's not fun.
It's not fun? Did it seem fair, unfair? Did it make sense? Did you struggle with it? Did it make sense right from the beginning? Did they explain it to you? Well, it seems to me like a pretty easy, workable system. I'm just asking for your reaction to it.
It seemed unfair to me at first, but my dad explained it to me, and then we negotiated and decided on what I think the punishment would be.
So it was important to you. It was important to you that you felt that you had input into the system. Do you want to call it a system?
Sure. Last week we had piano lessons, and I didn't have my songs ready, and we decided. We both, like, talked together and decided on what a good punishment would be.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided that I would be grounded from computer time.
Makes sense.
And until I had my song passed off.
Take away one keyboard for the other keyboard, right?
Yep.
There you go. I like that. Now, the boys here now want to be introduced as alter egos. They now want to have stage names, so it's amazing. This whole Hollywood thing's going to their head quickly. So now we're going to introduce their alter egos. We have Jack Hailstorm.
Woo.
And little Bobby Fett.
Hooray.
All right, guys. Have at it. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how it differs from maybe what the Jensen kids are doing.
Go. I don't really have the ticket, so I'm not really used to really doing that kind of sort of thing.
Okay, but what do you do for, you know, to earn the right to go to? You just went to Six Flags. What did you do to earn the right to that?
That was just my birthday present.
That was your birthday present. Oh, okay. What about somewhere else that you just went, or something else that you just got?
I went to Soak City for my good grades.
Get closer to the mic.
I went to Soak City for just my good grades.
Okay, well, see, that's kind of like tickets, too. So you got good grades, and because of the good grades, you got to go to Soak City. Had you not gotten those grades, you wouldn't have, correct? Okay, so don't you think that's pretty similar to the ticket system?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Jack Hailstorm, what about you?
Well, for getting honor roll, I got $20, and
Well, at home, we don't really have, like, a ticket program, but we do have, like, punishments and stuff like that, and jobs.
Okay, so you have jobs, but you also have you have benefits that you get, like the money that you got for good grades, and you have consequences for doing the wrong thing, which usually means it's like being grounded or something, to where you either lose computer time or you lose TV time or something like that. So there's some similarities to it, but I think what they're doing, and what I really like about this system is it's very organized, it's very fair. Nobody can say, and I know that when I work with families, one of the things that I get when I'm setting up like a family contract is the family will say, well, one side or the other will say, but that's not fair. You know, well, it's not fair that I'm getting this, you know, particular consequence for something. And I think what I like about this with the gold standard is it's all laid out ahead of time. Everybody knows what they're doing. Everybody knows what they're earning. And by knowing ahead of time, I think that helps in with the family communication. And do you have a question? Oh, okay. And what now for the Jensen kids? Would you agree? Do you think that's kind of why it works for you guys?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. How about Jace? Would you agree as well?
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
Okay. Now let me ask another question of the kids. Now, again, going into chapter 13 where it says not giving warnings. It's something that I agree with and I have talked about in setting up family contracts. How do you feel about that when you're around your friends and you hear their parents give warning after warning and do nothing about it?
I think they should just give one warning, and if it happens again, then they should be punishing them in some way, just like we punish. Just like my parents punish us by taking tickets.
Like they'd take one ticket, and then if they had to warn them again, they'd take two, and if they had to warn them again, and it would just get higher and higher.
Okay, I like that.
Jace, I have a question for you. Let's say your dad decides that you've done something that requires you to give him tickets, the tickets that go back into the bank, and you whine about that. What happens at that point? If you whine or complain or beg, what does your dad do at that point?
If I whine a lot, then my dad says, if you keep whining, I'm going to take more tickets.
Does he usually take the tickets, or do you usually stop whining at that point?
Because they're about what's fair. We negotiate about what's fair. And so my piano lesson last week, I had three songs that weren't ready to pass off because I just felt like I had to be at my friend's house, had to do something fun. So, because sometimes I think I have too much work, and so I wasn't really practicing my piano as good as I needed to. And so when I had my piano lesson, my dad was disappointed, and I was not happy.
Okay, I think Sefton has a question for you as well.
If you get grounded, how many tickets is that?
Well, when we get grounded, we don't have to pay tickets to get ungrounded, or if that's what you're talking about. You can get grounded or lose tickets, or on both. Just, like, a little bit of tickets lost and not grounded from everything. Half and half. Okay.
Blaze?
How often do you guys argue or complain? Now.
I can hear Dad in the background laughing.
I complain a lot sometimes because I lose a lot of tickets. I've been losing lots of tickets lately, I have been complaining.
The complaining has gone down, though, a lot since we started the system.
Okay.
Okay. What are some of your favorite things to do? Now, let's not worry so much about the program itself, but just what are some of the favorite things that you enjoy doing that that Sefton and Blaze could relate to?
Stuff I like to do, I like to play football and soccer and basketball. I like to go swimming. And I like to play video games. I like to rollerblade also.
Okay. Anyone else want to share?
For me, I like cooking and singing. Sewing is fun. And crocheting.
Okay. And why don't you guys share your stuff that you like?
We're just basically the same thing as you guys just explained.
Move in closer.
We're basically the same exact thing that you guys just explained.
Well, but add to it. I know there's other things that you do that...
Well, I like to play hockey and skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to have fun.
Yeah. And you're pretty good at those, too. Yeah, he's quite the athlete, so he's being very modest. He's actually very good at those. And Blaze, share some of your things.
Well, I like to swim and play video games.
Mm-hmm. And he's also being modest, and he's leaving off something. Blaze is in something called Navy Leaguers, and he's just about to move up to Naval Cadets, and he just went through boot camp, and he did very, very well. And it was an excellent experience, and they really did a great job of teaching structure. There were certain things he didn't like about it, but overall, he seemed to like it enough to want to stay in it, so we're very proud of him for that as well. So, Blaze, why don't you explain a little bit about what Navy Leaguers is? Because they may not know that.
Navy Leaguers is kind of like Navy for kids, and it's really fun. Like, you go on field trips to, like, nuclear submarines and battleships, stuff like that. And you stay at, like, bases and stuff. It's fun.
Yep.
Sounds really neat.
Uh-huh. In fact, yeah, he has spent the night on a nuclear sub and on a what's the other one?
Destroyer.
On a destroyer. Wow.
That's awesome. Are you still there?
Yep. So, you know what? Share with us some of the ideas, some of the family night activities. If the kids can share some of the family night activities that they like, so that the people that are listening can get some ideas, because there might be a lot of people out there that they're working constantly. And it's one thing to be able to come home and have a family night and come up, but if you already have ideas, I mean, I think that would be great. And in fact, I know that here before we end, I'll want to make sure that we mention your website so they can go there and get some ideas. But I want to hear from the kids some of the ideas that they like. Or maybe even would like to have more of. So
go ahead, Jonica.
Well, for family night activities, we'll go swimming, or like I said about, we'll have a movie party. We'll have the kids choose. Each kid will choose one. We'll do it on Monday night, so we'll have a kid choose the activity every Monday.
Okay, and Sefton and Blaze, what would be some of your activities that you would like if we could do something regular on, say, Monday nights or something?
I usually have, like, a movie party with my family, my mom's family, and then on Wednesday, I go to my dad's, and that's when I have my dad's party.
Okay. Blaze, what are some of your favorite things?
Probably... Sometimes I like to wear, like, all of us are just sitting at home watching TV together and stuff like that, or going out to the movie theater.
All right. Now, I noticed in the book there was something about the change of pace summer. So what are the things that are done? In other words, you know, we've gone through the school year, and this particular summer has gone by incredibly fast. Mm-hmm. What are some great changes of pace as we continue through this summer?
Well, I'll start out while Jason's thinking.
Okay.
Usually right before summer starts, since the kids have more time to do jobs and things like that, which I love because they're a huge help to me and in watching the other kids and doing their jobs. And so we make a whole list, like a whole spreadsheet of what they can do besides, you know, regular things that they just do during the school. They don't have as much time. They have their regular jobs. But in the summer, they can do extra things to earn extra prizes or privileges or things like that. That's one of the things that we do during the summer. We have more time to plan some special vacations, like last time we mentioned Father's Day Flea.
Right.
Do you want to mention a little about that, Jonica?
Well, for Father's Day Flea, it's like a family activity where over Father's Day we'll go up to wherever our parents think is a good place. We'll have lessons, and then we'll just have lots of time to play, and our friends will come up with us, and it's just a lot of fun.
All right. Tom, did you have a question?
For the kids in general, what's the one thing that you like best about this system? If you had to just pick one thing and say, boy, this is what really makes this work for me, what would that be?
The privileges that we have, such as gold tickets and earning prizes and things like that.
Okay, and the opposite side of that question is, what's the one thing that you really don't like about it?
I don't like going in debt, and what I do like is when we get gold tickets. I think that's really fun because we can go out to movie theaters, go to restaurants, pizza arcade places.
What's your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant, it's called Pirate Island Pizza, but it's only in St. George. I don't know why.
I know St. George well.
Yeah, believe it or not, yeah, we, Tom and I get to St. George fairly often. I didn't realize until now you guys were in St. George.
One thing I like best about the program is that it's just a quick disciplinary system so that you don't have to, I mean, it's hard not to tell your kid, okay, do this, do it, and then you just get kind of angrier and angrier because they're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but instead of needing to get mad, you can just say, go give me a ticket in a calm voice, and, you know, go give me another ticket without having to get angry because it's something quick that you can do to discipline.
Good for your blood pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, I want to add something here, too, why I like it as a dad. And I think why the kids like it, too, at least I've heard them say this, they have an opportunity to choose on what they want to do. Jace gave an example about piano lessons a little bit earlier where he chose to go over to his friend's house. Now, he had to pay a ticket for that. That's fine. He chose to go over to his friend's house, but when the time came and he had to have his songs due, he realized that he had made the wrong choices because he didn't prepare himself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not on my shoulders. That's on his shoulders, and he's directly responsible for that. That's a great lesson for a kid to learn.
Absolutely.
Put the ball back in the court where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
Alan and I both agree on that.
That's right. You know what? We've only got about a minute, so. What I'd like, first of all, is can you, if anybody out there has additional questions about this, can you give your website again so that they know where to send those questions?
It's www.firstratefamily.com. And also, if they have questions, they can email me at wendy@firstratefamily.com.
Well, that is great. I thank you very much for being here. Is there any last-minute questions or statements that anybody wants to make? What? Oh, Blaze and Septon are saying you guys want to... And let me offer this to the Jensen kids as well. Does anybody want to put a shout-out to anyone? See, I'm old. I didn't think of this. Okay. Shoot. Go, Blaze.
Okay. I'd like to... say a shout out to Chase, my mom, and my dog, Cairo.
Okay, Sefton.
My brother, my baby brother, my sister, dad, mom, and my new puppy, and my dog, Scooper.
All right.
And Minnie Mitch.
Okay, Janica? Do you want to put a shout out?
We love our grandma and grandpa and our Aunt Winnie.
All right. That sounded like Janica and Jace at the same time. Thank you all so much for coming on. We appreciate it very much.
Bye.
You bet.
All right.
Have a great day.
Bye. Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I miss you.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza. Only on LA Talk Radio.